You're listening to a Monkey Buns production.
Hey up, everyone. It's Corrie here, and you lovely people are listening to Laminated List with myself and the fabulous Kelly B, coming from the infamous blue table here in my living room in Hackney. This show is all about that fantasy free pass you could have, which would allow you to sleep with any three celebrities of your choice, should you be so fortunate. We had to come up with some rules, so Kelly's going to tell you those now.
Hello. So, as usual, it has to be a celebrity, and it can't be Davina from down at the dog shed.
Who's Davina at the dog shed?
What a dog shed is.
What's wrong with you? Right, first of all, can we just say, going into the second rule, my voice is going and Kelly's brain is going. So this might be one of the best or worst episodes of this podcast.
The second rule, it has to be a celebrity, as they are now. For instance, it's... can't be Debbie Harry when she was in Blondie. It has to be Debbie Harry now.
So a boy to me said Tia Carrera from Wayne's World. And I was like, have you seen her recently?
Exactly.
And he was a bit upset. But he still kept her on because he was being really good.
Try and get through the rules.
Yeah.
Has to be an actual person, not a fictional character. So cannot be Professor Snape.
You just bring that one up all the time.
Or Endeavour.
Oh, yeah.
This is something we'll talk about later on.
That's upsetting me, actually.
Number four, it has to be a one-night stand or 24-hour date.
Thank you. That's a nicer way of putting it. I love those dates.
We do something before, we do something after.
Yeah, we certainly do a lot between.
Yeah. And once it's on the laminated list, it cannot be changed.
Yeah, though, no squibbling it off.
Goddamn fly.
There's a fly. Oh, this is what happens in springtime, too. You'll start to get...
oh, yeah, them little water flies.
Yeah, the well-known water flies. What a pest they are. Those pesky old water flies. What are you talking about?
Laminated list, laminate your list. A really famous name to maybe steal a kiss. If you see them, you can ask them, hey, you're on my list. Would you like to feel my tits? Laminated list, laminate your list. For when you're feeling horny or when you're feeling pissed.
Just mean that we're not on our toppest of forms today.
Toppest.
Most toppest of all the forms, we're not.
One of my suggestions for the thing is talking about mugs.
We were talking about what we're going to say today. She went, we can talk about we're drinking out of mugs. And I went, oh, okay. One for the memoirs. Write that down quickly. Can't let that story go. I'm telling everyone. Sorry, listeners. That's probably about the limit we've got today.
It's going to be
okay, tough. But let's not. You just said something very interesting then, that you watched Taskmaster and Greg Davis is still there on your list.
Yeah, and James Acaster, I think.
Well, you're doing just at the minute. We're two for two.
But then also I did see John Krasinski. But as the last time... we finished that after producer Alfie. I'm really struggling with words today.
He's there. He's there. If I just point that man on the side, that one.
I basically have two big tattoos, and I always forget that I'm two famous men. Bowie and Slash. And whenever we finish an episode, I go to the toilet, pull down my trousers, and I'm like, oh my God, I forget to talk about Slash. I'm not allowed to have Bowie because he's dead.
Exactly.
But yeah, Slash.
Yeah, what
I
about
always
him?
Forget. He should be
now,
on my list.
He's probably the same as mine with Vincent Gallo. You've probably fancied him for as long as I've fancied Vincent.
I don't think he's as horrible as Vincent.
No. Well, he's still on he's possibility. On my list. Vincent is not a possibility anymore.
No,
for me.
He's not. He's sad times. I mean, he's branded on my body. Why do I keep forgetting about him? Maybe it's because it's winter and I've got trousers on.
Now all we'll hear from her, because Kelly does like to get her legs up. They're very good legs. So now we're going to hear, now spring is here. All we're going to hear now is Slash. Because you'll see him all the time. And so will I. Maybe I'll come to.
We'll put the pictures of my tattoos.
Yeah.
On.
When we
and done like, by a very talented tattoo artist.
They are good.
Tony the Bastard Grant.
They are good.
So, I've just cracked my nail.
Oh, good. That's good. Good. I don't know what's the right answer.
After today, I'm on a diet now. I keep saying it, but I've got to. I can't feel like a big bag of flour anymore.
Okay.
I feel just puffy.
Right.
So that's it. Yeah. No more. Like I'm going to give up drinking. Me and Santa. I wouldn't mind Santa.
He's not he allowed. Could be. Yeah, but not if we a, had he is a real person. Sorry.
But if we had a list of, say, animated or non-real, did we talk about this?
We could do that one time.
It was Celebrity Chefs, wasn't it? They're real.
They're not fictional chefs.
Bad people, they were real.
Yeah, they are, unfortunately.
Like Professor Slim. Because this is the thing, what I said... Endeavour. So Corrie has always had to go at me because I've always gone, oh, Professor Snape, it's okay, it's not real. And anyway, we've spoken about this before. Sean Hughes, who is Endeavour. And we've both said, why don't we have him? But Corrie's like, oh, wow, I think it's actually, I fancy Endeavour more than I fancy Sean Hughes.
Although I don't, his name's not Hughes.
Oh, what is it?
There's a comedian called Sean Hughes and I definitely fancy him more than him.
Sean Evans from Endeavour.
But I don't know, I've not seen
we
him.
Fancy it as Endeavour. We fancy
I really the, fancy him as Endeavour.
Yeah, we fancy the period that he's in.
I do fancy the period. 60s. We fancy the 60s a lot, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
The 60s.
He's got a good profile.
Oh, his lips are really nice. Me. But that's his real lips. They haven't slotted them on for costume.
But he could be mean.
I don't think he's in
winter. No, I don't think
he is. I think he's a lovely man.
Yeah. But do we fancy Sean Evans?
Well, I'd need to see Sean Evans out of clothes, wouldn't I? Out of the 60s clothes.
But we're having 24 hours as a date, so you're going to have to be doing more.
Then what? Oh. Really?
Well, maybe not.
And I mean, God, I don't
know. What would you have to eat then? You've got to have sustenance.
I would make the... I love making food for people on a date.
So what would you cook for them?
Oh, I've got so many dishes, Kelly. Where would we start? What's one of your favourite dishes that I cook? I would cook that for a man. I don't gender my meals.
I like your fried chicken. Your chicken.
Which chicken?
Chicken, roast chicken.
That's just... Okay, what, with couscous? The whole roast dinner?
Yeah, I quite
dinner?
Like... Yeah, I don't know.
No, well, I'd cook something like that.
Would you do a start? Oh, your pate. Oh, shout out to the pate.
I actually voice noted her on the morning as I was cooking away in my kitchen. I'm just having a really good week. So I was getting up, like being all happy and like dancing around. And I was making the pate and I just dipped my finger in for a taste test. And I went, oh, this is going to change my life and all the people who eat it today.
It was a good chicken.
And so I voice noted her straight away and just went, I'm not giving myself too. I'm not trying to big up the pate too much, but it is probably one of the most amazing things you're ever going to eat. And then I was right.
It was good. It was good. She did the butter poured over the top. Mm. We had some of my homemade chutney that I didn't know that could last for so long.
Yeah, well.
Who knew?
I knew. Yeah. That's why I put it on the table.
It was good. It was good.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that I would cook for someone, even if I know it's just a 24-hour thing, because I like an excuse to cook.
Would you wash up after the 24 hours?
No.
After
the 24 hours.
You'd leave
it? I'd wash up as I was going along. Okay. But the main parts I would leave because I've got too much to do. I don't want to be wasting my minutes with Sean Evans doing some fucking scrubbing a pan.
So we're going to have Sean Evans?
Well, if I was.
Okay.
Would
you change the dish dependent on the man?
I asked them what they'd prefer normally.
I'd
give them a couple of choices.
See, I'd probably just Uber Eats.
Right. Well, there's always that option.
There's other delivery companies available.
There are, aren't there? Let's name them. Just Eat.
I was going to say Just for Men.
Not Just for Men. Just for Men is the hair thing.
Do men still use that?
Well, only if you're an idiot. Because, men, I really like grey streaks in your hair. Stop putting dye on it, you freaking weirdos.
But in hair, though, we put dye on our hair.
So I don't. No, oh, God.
It's not what your mum says.
You can see the grey hairs in my hair. My mum refuses to believe that my hair isn't dyed. And like every time, I don't know why, every time like Kelly's around, she'll be going, you know, Corrie,
dyes her hair.
Dye. Kelly's like, she doesn't. She does a really bad job if she does. So I've still got the slot of mine, but you've got three names there now.
Yeah, I think like Slash, I just don't know why, but there is something that's pulling me from.
Have you fancied him that long?
I mean, I loved Guns N' Roses.
Who didn't?
They've released their dates for 2022. Glasgow.
Well, yeah, that's
should
what...
Should we, because we were meant
yes,
to do.
Yes, yes, yes. I mean,
should we go to Glasgow next year?
As well.
Them?
I'll probably live in there.
Ooh.
Imagine. Yeah.
Well, we could go to Munich or Berlin.
Yeah, we can do all of them.
Yeah, okay.
We could do it all.
Let's
because.
Book tickets.
Probably only.
Yeah, I do really like Slash. Yeah, but is he on my list?
Well, this is the whole point of this podcast.
I think, do you know what? This is going to be one. Slash could actually be somebody that is my 24-hour thing. I don't think
well, there you
me
go.
And Slash would have
that was
a
like
good
me and
relationship.
Vincent. That was like
I think
me and Vincent.
It, whereas I could see myself living with Greg Davis. That's weird.
Greg, watch out.
Or JJ Gazza. Whereas I don't think me and Slash had...
I hope your security's high.
Get that ring doorbell going.
Oh, Kelly. Kelly keeps just popping up every now and again with what... I find it a bit odd.
Well, my parents have got the ring doorbell and they've got quite a big backyard. And I visited them and so I put it on my phone. So every now and then I get notifications.
But then all she does is
Bramall's going across the yard.
Like, oh, there's Barry going out to his garage. That's nice.
But you can set sirens
off. But if he did
off.
Have a bad fall, it would be good.
Well, hopefully my brother or my mum might come out first. Well, somebody's daughter
not,
in London.
I'm not so sure that that's true. I'm not so sure. And I forgot your
Barry,
brother's name.
Dan.
Would come
yeah,
out.
Yeah, Dan doesn't speak to me when.
Oh, I tell you what Dan is not very good at doing, Kelly. And that's giving us advice on how to open oysters.
No, he didn't. I did contact my brother about that.
And who came through for us?
Me.
And Anne.
Oh, Anne. Oh, sorry. Yeah, sorry, Anne. That's my mum. Mummy Bramall.
Anne just told her to get on with it. Dan was going, "Oh, Kelly, you'll do yourself an injury." Sorry, it's not a really bad impression.
Yeah. That's Corrie's northern impression.
Don't, Kelly, don't. You'll do yourself an injury. And Anne was like, just get on with it.
Yeah.
I thought, Anne, that's a
so
far more
I did with a screwdriver and we shooked them well.
Yeah.
And they were good oysters.
Yeah. So no, in your face, Dan Bramall.
No food poisoning here.
No food poisoning here. So I've still got my slot.
Yeah. It was a... ones on it.
I've coming to an end of it now because I don't fancy that many people, not celebrities, so it's been hard work.
So you're coming to an end of it. So
I'm coming to an end of like I've got my shortlist and I'll just have to go back through them. We've mentioned them all, but another one that popped up the other day because you did make me watch The Only Way. I tape it, by the way, but you did say let's have it on. The Only Way is Essex.
Well, we did try to watch a Naked Attraction, but then we tried The Only Way is Essex. Pete Wicks, we both... I mean
he's
drinking
hot.
Out of his face right now.
I'm drinking out of his actual face. Well, yeah, I mean, he looks sexy, but he's quite small again.
Yeah.
It's the height issue for me.
I also don't like the way that he really treats women.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not into that. I think his personality would get... I think, again, he'd be another one that would actually work
for
24 hours.
Exactly. That's what the list is made for. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure he's really good.
Do you think?
Yeah, I do.
I think that'd put me off. We've spoken about this before now.
That was another
thing. If someone comes in and says, like, I'm going to be
the
really
best
good,
sex of your life.
And I'd be like, do you know
what?
That's
too much
you've
pressure.
Played, yeah, I don't think it's going to work now.
No.
Not for me.
Boop.
Yeah, I don't have a penis.
No, but theirs would go like that.
Yeah.
Then.
Oh, God, I feel really puffy.
You're getting too old for this, Bram.
I am getting too old.
A whole weekend of festivities and then a podcast.
A podcast before and a podcast in the middle.
Podcast
I think
central.
Producer Alfie came into the house today and he sat and he like looked at me and went,
have you two fallen out? We're like, no. I said, I'm trying to preserve my voice.
And I've just got no brain power. I just really don't know what to say.
So, I was telling you about that boy, and he was telling me his three, and they were Tia Carrera, and he stuck with
her. I don't know who Tia Carrera
is. She's Cassandra of Wayne's World.
I did not watch Wayne's World for years.
I think she's Taiwanese. She's really hot in Wayne's World. I'm not going to mention it now, but I wouldn't. Oh, Salma Hayek, which everyone has on. Yeah. Everyone has Salma Hayek on.
I mean, Dussel Dawn when she did that.
Yeah,
that
snake dance. Her figure is like gorge.
She's, yeah. Didn't she go to Tom Cruise for a bit?
No, that's Penelope Cruz, you massive racist.
No, this is a good guy. I thought she didn't. I'm sure he was.
Oh my God. And they're not even the same nationality. One's Spanish and one's Mexican.
Yeah, but they've both got brown hair.
Just Spanish speaking brunettes. There's got to be Penelope Cruz. And his third one was Liz Hurley.
I mean, again, classic.
But I mean, they're all older women, which, you know, I wasn't moaning about, but that's an interesting thing. There wasn't any.
Liz Hurley still looks hot.
Yeah.
One of my friends from work the other day was telling me her list. She got like the usual suspects, like Idris Elba, who is hot.
He's really hot. It's just not my list.
It's not my list.
He seems more like a relationship kind of guy too.
Yeah.
He's probably dismayed to hear that. He's probably like, I'm not. He's just God damn you. I love putting it all around. I don't know why he's got a posh voice. Sorry.
See, even like with Tom Hardy's fit. But I'd want a relationship.
I would not.
Is it Tom Hardy or is it Tom Brady?
It's like, who do you mean?
I mean
you
the one that everybody fancies.
That's Tom Hardy.
The one that loves the dogs.
That's Tom Hardy, I think.
Who's Tom Brady then?
Well, Tom Brady is a newscaster.
But producer Alfie
yeah, but
is
two,
doing...
That's what I think. It's funnier if I think she means the newscaster.
Producer Alfie was actually playing charades there.
Yeah, he was. He telling was. Us it was the American football he was trying to throw.
I thought that was basketball.
But I think...
Brady's not bad.
Can I say, please?
Tom Brady's not bad. Do you know what? I've just thought of more. I really like rugby players, but I don't...
We haven't mentioned this in the four episodes, your love for rugby players.
And there's a rugby
player... I mean, he's a classically handsome man. I could see that a lot of women would find him... He's very American looking.
He's very American. That's not really my thing. Like, Captain America's not my thing.
Yeah.
Chris Evans.
Yeah, that well-known actor, Chris Sean Evans.
Sean Paul. One time.
That's Sean Paul, not John Paul. John Paul's a pope. There's John Paul dropping a trap with Beyonce in the Pope Mobile. Oh, God. I can see why women would fancy Tom. The thing is, you can see from our list that we don't go for... I mean, although fucking Mads Mikkelsen's really fucking hot.
A lot of my friends, when I told them about your list, they didn't know people that were on my list. They didn't know our list. I know mine's a bit like weird. Like, I should... If I find some people that are a lot more attractive, like I've got Greg Davis,
quirky.
James
Acaster. You like Acaster. A quirky dude, and that's fine.
I have
fine.
To say, producer Alfie went in on James Acaster.
I thought you were going to say producer Alfie's on my list. I guess he's famous in his field. Also, it'd be a bit awkward if you're now announcing this on halfway through our season. Can we wait till the end?
Maybe that's why I'm sweating.
He's sitting there, he's giving you
maybe
all this.
That'll be the cliffhanger.
I think he was grooming you from all his positive attention that he's been giving you.
Positive attention, I don't know right now.
Affirmations. Left, right,
affirmation. You were. You're quite bitter about that all weekend.
I'm going to bring it up.
I know. Well, you have.
Oh, yeah, several times.
You're not going to get any positive affirmations. You keep dropping that pen like that.
I know. Sorry. But I've got a snotty nose. Hate you, both of you. Okay, this is something you'll never hear me say outside of this podcast. Tell me more about the rugby players you fancy.
Well, I do quite like, because I did used to work in rugby years and years ago. But if I'm home at the Brammels up north, Dad likes to watch rugby and we make scones.
Yeah.
And we sit and watch rugby and he's...
But Barry's not watching it.
For the totty. Like, even my dad says that he could see me the rugby player. Also, forgotten about this, an opal hunter. But we'll go stick with the rugby. At the moment, there's one guy who plays for England... And they call him Mad Eye. Or that might be that my dad just calls him Mad Eye.
Which is
and
it?
And when he kicks the ball, rugby ball, when he's doing like a penalty or whatever they call it, he does this weird thing where he follows it and he goes, And that was doing with my eyes.
That's not translating well into the listener's
just
mind.
This weird thing.
Basically, his eyes go wiggly waggly and he's like trying to trace the ball with his eyes. Which is like, I'd say watching the ball.
No. He traces the ball with his eyes. Mad Eye rugby player.
I don't think he does.
Mad Eye. I've got to be careful because Mad Eye also comes up as Harry Potter. Yeah. Mad Eye Moody. Mad Eye rugby. I am just Mad Eye rugby.
Kerry, how many Harry Potter worlds have you visited?
Two. Which, when I said it, actually surprised myself.
And like, which was the best one?
Well, I mean, I really did like going to the one in Warrington, Wigan, Watford.
I think it's Watford.
It's the Watford.
I think it's Wigan.
Pinewood Studios.
I'm not a well-known studio film based Wigan. All the film stars.
Me and you went to one in LA. Yeah. And we did go on the ride, went on the broomstick, which was good. And we went into...
When you're going to these worlds, are you looking for Professor Snape?
No, because I wouldn't want somebody dressed up as Professor Snape.
I don't know. That's what I was going to ask.
I want Alan Rickman.
Yeah. We've gone through this, Kelly.
I do quite like Alan Rickman as an actor as well.
Yeah.
No, I'll never forgive him in Love Actually for having an affair against Emma
Thompson. Will you never forgive him?
Well, probably.
You would if he came in as Snape.
I can't find the Mad Eye rugby player.
Well, that's shocking to me. I want to know more about these opal hunters.
Oh, right. So when I went home...
Which has nothing to do with rugby, just clarify.
No, but it kind of has this... It brings it in. I was watching and my dad started to watch Outback Opal Hunters.
They're Australians.
And they do really dangerous work of these opal hunters. But like,
Explain how they hunt opals. I can't imagine them like being difficult.
They're not running around, are they? Do you not know how opals are made?
Yeah, they're mines.
Yeah, so they go and get these mines. It's like some of them don't have much tools at all.
Why don't they have the correct tools? Surely you'd be more successful.
Well, no, some of them go, it's just give up everything and then go have a hammer or a jackhammer. Maybe some of them have a jackhammer.
Some of them do, okay.
And then, like, some of them have got no teeth.
Oh.
And then they live in shacks.
These are the people you fancy.
And my dad just was like, yeah, I could... He was like Fairy, because my own nickname's Fairy at home. I could see you with an opal hunter.
Looking at you now and I just understand why.
when my dad said if there was ever a girl that was least like a fairy. An ironic
name. You watched Willow the Wisp?
No.
Okay, good. That reference has gone well over your head. But what I'm saying is these people, to me, sound not that attractive. No teeth, live in a shack. But you still would.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why am I single? I really don't have any standards.
Right, this is a shock to me, how you are single. You could have, I'd say you'd do all right out there. You're not a bad looking girl, Kelly Brown.
I'm not a bad looking bag of flour.
You're not. And you've got great legs and you're dead funny. And you know, you're a good person. So I don't really understand why you're single when your bar is so low.
I think it's because I'm sweaty.
Yeah, that'll be it. You're only sweaty today.
I am sweaty.
I put the heating on before you got here because my noisy old boiler.
It's just the alcohol and excess, maybe cheese sauce coming out of me. Producer Alfie saying we want to go on to rugby players. I feel we've got right off track.
That's because you don't know any rugby players' actual names.
I do the Mad Eye one.
Yeah, but that's not a name that anyone knows at home.
Jonah Lomlo. I think he's dead though now.
I don't think that's how he's saying
names. Jonah Lomlo.
He's also dead. All right, well, that's all we've got time for and all my voice can cope with, I think, in your brain as well. But thank you, Kelly, for persevering this week.
I know, I'm going to go and have a bath.
I thought you were going to say something else. And like, look at the rugby player. Tell me next week.
Oh,
and
okay.
Obviously, I'll try and get that Instagram page sorted ASAP. And we've got a guest next episode. So, yeah, hope to have you all here next time. Bye.
Bye.
Laminated list, laminate your list. A really famous name to maybe steal a kiss. If you see them, you can ask them, hey, you're on my list. Would you like to fill my tits? Laminate your list, but when you're feeling horny or when you're feeling pissed, no divorce.